So the second component is the savings component. And what we want to begin to develop there is about 3 to 6 months of expenses set aside in a very safe and secure account, like a money market at a bank, such that if the person stopped earning an income for a period of time, their family or themselves would be able to continue to live. And whatever it takes to get those 3 to 6 months of expenses saved up, I think that's a good general rule of thumb for people to understand in the savings component.
So if they have $1,000 a month in expenses as a family, then $3,000 to $6,000 a month is what you need in savings at the safe and secure level.
That is correct. And in addition, in the savings component is the area of qualified plans or 401k plans, IRAs. In various countries, they're known by different names, but primarily the area that most people call retirement planning. And so in the savings component, as someone that's just starting out and trying to develop their financial plan, whatever those benefits are that are offered by the company, their employer, need to be looked at and
taken advantage of.
Absolutely. If it's appropriate to begin to put aside some money in the employer-provided plan, then that could be a next step to take in the savings component.
So you consider a 401k actually a savings plan?
That's correct, because it is saving, not necessarily investing.
Correct. I have a friend who has a company, and it really breaks his heart because he offered his employees a 401k, and he said 75% don't take it. In other words, let's say he says, if you put $1,000 a month in, I'll match it. And so he's going to put $1,000 a month in. He said, most people thinking of today, not tomorrow, do not contribute to their 401k. And for the employee in the E quadrant, that $1,000 matching is probably one of the last tax deductions or tax-free money an employee in the E quadrant can get.
Absolutely. When one is an employee and they have a retirement plan available to them, it's critical to be able to take advantage of it, even if it's only $20 a paycheck, because to start to accumulate wealth, that retirement plan can be an effective method. It is a great accumulator of wealth. As we get into the comfortable and the rich, we'll talk about why it might not be such a great distributor, but from an employee standpoint, it's a perfect place to put money. There's some discipline that's included in it because the money cannot be accessed. And let's face it, we're all human beings. It's hard not to spend 100% of your paycheck, but if some of that money is taken from you, quite frankly, before it gets in your paycheck and put into your retirement plan, and then even better, potentially matched from your employer, the term gets used, it's forced savings. And sometimes that discipline is needed.
When you speak about discipline, this is probably one of the most important things. We look at the BI triangle, with the base level being cash flow management. I have seen several people, I don't know if you've seen this, they get their 401ks, they're 50 years old, they think they're going to start a business. They pull it out of their 401k. I think they pay the penalty or something, because I don't know the rules on this, and then they lose it. Have you ever seen people do that?
Yes. When one is developing a safe and secure plan, it doesn't matter if you at some point get to move up to the rich. There are still components that should be left in the safe and secure mode. And I think that generally speaking, one should view a retirement plan as that mode. Now, it might have investments inside it that are, quote, aggressive. For example, it might have an aggressive mutual fund in it. But the plan itself is still the safe and secure part. And as we know, even the rich have a safe and secure component of their plan.
Good. And what's the growth part or the other side of the plan?